RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, a Cowboys reporter is dunking on the offseason that is to come for these Dallas Cowboys. Let's find out if we agree or disagree. 877-881-1053. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander holding it down. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock? Now under 2 hours away from what you're drinking, what you're thinking, looking forward to that. Of course, the Expressway commercial-free in the 5 o'clock hour, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. We got two guys, one booth today, recapping the 9-hour game day broadcast for the Christmas victory over the Commanders. And we're loaded wall-to-wall, mail it in Friday, man. I'm excited. We'll see if Fan After Dark pops in a little bit early, kick it around with those fellas. And plenty of people working today, door dashing in the 407, Tolo in there. Tail off. We appreciate you, 407. How about this guy in the 817 sitting on the couch trying to get motivated? It's like I'm in a trance. I get up 1 minute later, I'm back sitting on the couch just trying to get something done. 214. That's how you do it, though. Day after Christmas, it's like day after Thanksgiving. It's just like you're in a bit of a trance. You're in a bit of a haze. And there's not much motivation unless something has to be done. If the only thing that needs to be done is just your own motivation, getting it done, and there is no punishment, it's going to be tough to make that happen. It really is. We got UPS driver working in the 817, rocking and rolling, 940 working today, airplane mechanic
there
on triple time, baby.
Yeah, triple
go
time.
Stars. I like that, 940.
There you go.
And then you got this one in the 214. They are a florist in Frisco delivering flowers today.
Yeah.
Say some people are just now delivering Merry Christmas flowers because they waited too late to get them in the system, and it happens every single year.
You know,
can't be late to that, that party.
Yeah.
Uber driver in the 817. So plenty of people bouncing around and getting that work done here on a Friday. Would love to hear from you at 5 o'clock, what you drinking, what you thinking. Here is Cowboys reporter for The Athletic, friend of the program, all-time good dude, John Machota on the One Star Cowboys podcast, telling you what is in the Cowboys' future.
I can tell you, I can map it all out the offseason right now. They're not going to be super active in free agency. They're going to try and bring back Javonte Williams. They're going to keep George Pickens. And then they'll fill in some holes on defense with the type of players that they've done before, like with the Kenneth Murray, Eric Kendricks-type linebacker. It'll be a bargain-type linebacker that fits with whatever that DC wants. And then they'll fill it in with, they'll probably draft a corner in the first round. They'll probably draft a defensive end in the first round. And then they'll fill in some gaps that way. Probably add another Jadeveon Clowney, Dante Fowler type of manageable contract, another DN. So, yeah, sorry, I just ruined your whole offseason. But that's probably what's going to happen. This whole pie in the sky that all of a sudden they're going to be in on some of these big players, that's not going to happen.
Bam, dude. Just taking the wind out of the sails there. If you had any type of offseason hopium, buying or selling the John Machota prediction.
I think John does a really, really good job of covering this football team. And I think John is one of the most honest guys over there when it comes to how he covers the team. I think John is always going to give you his opinion. A lot of those guys and gals over there, I think have earned the right to our respect for, because they live that over there. They're in that building every single day. And if that's how they feel, I would say there's probably some credence to that. I want to believe that with Jerry Jones' advanced age and the fact that Cowboy fans, Cowboy Nation, Cowboys around the world, whatever you want to say, I think the Joneses hear you. I really do. I think the Joneses hear your disdain for the way things are going. And I want to believe, because he's shown me some signs with the trade for the Quinnen Williams trade. He could have just let this thing go and said, you know what, I'm not going to give up a first round pick to do this. He knew he didn't have a very good football team. He thought that by trading Micah Parsons and getting Kenny Clark, he'd help the run defense. He actually helped his team more by the second trade that he made, is what he did. Now, he hurt his pass rush for sure, but he helped his defense overall. Quinnen Williams, by the way, is a really good player overall. I mean, a pass rusher.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dominant yesterday.
So that's what I'm saying. When you get a guy like that, that's a damn good trade. That was a first-round pick that was well spent. That was a good first-round pick that was spent. I want to believe that because he showed a willingness to try and help a team that was really struggling, that he could, that he is going to, because of his age and because of where this fan base is with him, that he is honestly going to do something. If he doesn't do anything, then never again from me. But I think the signs are pointing to trying to do something other than bottom fish. The biggest thing I wish they would do is I wish they wouldn't listen to everybody in that organization. You know, there's some people over there that don't need to be heard from when it comes to some of these player evaluations or how they build this team. I think Jerry Jones needs to make this circle a lot smaller than it is. You know, I think there's some people that, you know, that Will McClay tries his best to, and I talked about this with Wolchuk yesterday, that Will McClay does his best to make sure the Joneses are happy, the scouts are happy, and the coaches are happy.
He's the buffer between it all.
He is the one thing trying to hold all that together from falling off the cliff, is what he does. I would love to see a deal where Will McClay, Stephen Jones, and maybe Shoddy are the guys making the calls, and that's it. That's it. I don't need any. If the scouts, if you figure out what scouts can evaluate, figure out what coaches can coach and evaluate, you know, and if everybody else involved doesn't need to have a say, there doesn't need to be a consensus. There needs to be go get the best players you can go get, and not have to, draft a Tristan Hill because of Rod Marinelli, or draft a Mozzie Smith because of Dan Quinn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me, tighten that group up. But because the general manager is not going to change, that's we're not going to change. What I'd like to see, though, is less voices in that room. I don't need a consensus. I don't need pods when there is a disagreement between the coaches and the scouts, hash it out. I don't need that, because obviously there's things that are not being connected. And to me, if you let Will McClay just go out there and pick players, I think you'd have a really, really, really good football team. I do. But I need Jerry to be willing to almost take a Howie Roseman approach of, hey, I need your checkbook to go do some of this stuff.
Exactly. That's what has to happen. They got to say, hey, Will McClay, like, you're not going to be handcuffed by all of our salary cap concerns.
Not at all.
Because they can flip a bunch of switches and create plenty of cap space to go out there and do whatever they want.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's a handful of defensive players, Jamel Dean, David Lloyd.
Yep.
You got Trey Hendrickson. I mean, there's plenty of guys out there in free agency that you can go get. You just can't immediately say, no, we're just bottom fishing.
Nope.
And we're just looking for discounted deals.
The minute they tell me that they signed George Pickens and that's all they're going to do, then
you throw in the towel forever on them ever doing anything.
I don't, I will, I will have a couple more years of doing this, and I'll do stuff on Crown Global Media talking about it. But I don't try and pull the wool over my eyes anymore. I do know, in my heart, I know what they need to do. I really do.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And I laid it out for you just a second ago. Will McClay needs to be the guy primarily running everything.
And they need to give him the resources to say, hey, you can go at the top of the market and identify the guys.
He is just as good as F them picks out there in Los Angeles as far as an evaluator goes. Les Snead's good. I think Will McClay's better. Yeah, I think he's better than Jason Light, who I know, and some of these other guys, Brandon Beans, guys like that.
In terms of player evaluation and team building.
Exactly.
You would trust him.
Yeah, I would. I absolutely would. I think Will takes a lot of – I'm going to say 75% of Will's day is trying to put out fires. It's like the show Landman. You know, Tommy, if you guys watch Landman, Tommy's driving around for 3 hours putting out fires, you know?
Is that Billy Bob?
That's Billy Bob, yeah. But that's kind of his – He's the president of the oil company now, and he's also the guy running the operation. But he's always having to put fires out, and I think that's kind of what Will McClay's having to do. I'd love to see Steven and Jerry just hand that thing over to him and say, "Okay, here's your budget. This is what we're going to go do," and let Will go to work and let Will say, "Okay, these scouts I know can evaluate. These can't. I maybe need to make changes." He goes, these coaches can evaluate, this one can, I'll listen to him. You know, that's what needs to be done over there. It needs to be, that circle needs to be a lot tighter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be big, and this is where they get in trouble. There's certain things that they can come up with when they draft, you know, when it's a top 15 pick. They're money on that stuff. Where they get in trouble is trying to find the consensus where the second Green Bay pick is, you know. Maybe you get lucky and you hit on a Travis Frederick, something like that. But, man, there's plenty of times where Will has probably had the right player that needs to be taken at 27, hitting on a Tyler Smith. I mean, they hit on Tyler Smith. Somebody told them to draft Tyler Smith, or Will made the determination, somebody in the organization made, even with the head coach or even with an offensive line coach that didn't want him.
Yeah, and that's the type of decision-making you want.
That's the kind of BS that you don't need. I say this, you don't need a coach stepping in and saying...
And nixing a player just because he doesn't like the guy.
Rod Marinelli with one of the Watts. You know, I don't need you telling me, you know. See, what happens is you're trying to make sure the coaches are happy. Sure, you don't want to bring in players the coaches don't want. But this needs to be, this organization, if they're not going to change the general manager, they need to have less people than making decisions. Lot less people making, or put it this way, helping with the decisions. And that's what I'd love to see, because I do think that they wouldn't have to bottom fish and all that. You know, they've done a pretty good job, if you want to say, a drafting and re-signing their own. Their drafts have been pretty good. But overall, I mean...
But even the re-signing their own, they get too in love with these guys, and how many of their re-signed players have totally failed them?
Where they've effed this thing up in a lot of ways is they've let guys like Tank... You know, and Tank might have, Lawrence might have ran his course. But Jordan Lewis didn't. I saw where Jordan Lewis got hurt the other day.
I know. Yeah, he's going to be out. It's a bummer.
But Jordan Lewis needed to be paid instead of Deron Bland. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Something like that.
Yes.
You know? Guys needed to be paid. There were certain players that you have to have. You can say what you want about Tank, and he was slowing down and all that. But look what he's done. Look what he's done in Seattle with a quality line, the defensive line coach he has,
and quality players around.
Quality
him.
Players around.
He's
him.
Not like this. He doesn't have to be the best player on the defense. They got a good defense,
and he doesn't have to deal with Micah Parsons anymore. You
sure.
Know? See, Micah Parsons, great player, but you know the leadership style and all that, not great. See, that's where I think to me that the Cowboys. This is why I want to see Will get this opportunity. I know they're not going to change in title, but give Will the latitude to go out and make the decisions for this football team. Let him be the primary guy until he proves you wrong. You know? But I don't need Barry Switzer telling me, I guarantee when they get the new defensive coordinator and say Todd Bowles is the guy that gets let out of Tampa, maybe they lose out and all of a sudden he's available or something like that, or Jim Schwartz is available. That'll be a Bill Belichick. Todd Bowles will be a Bill Parcells.
Oh, just guys that Jerry picks up the phone to get insight?
Why? Let these coaches come in and let Will interview them. Let Will determine.
And Shoddy, right? Don't you want Shoddy to have some input on the DC?
Absolutely. And I'd like it in a way where, like, they grill him on how well he knows your team. Not that, hey, well, I have some familiarity with you, and you were once here kind of guy. I want to know how – you tell me after – you know you're doing this interview with me. I want to – you tell me about my defense.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me watching my defense. And if you're like, well, hey, I really didn't have an opportunity, you know. If that's the case and you don't tell me about my defense, I'm not hiring you.
Right.
If you don't have enough pride in an interview to come in here and be able to tell me from A to Z what the problem is with my defense or what the good things are about my defense.
And solutions.
I do not want to hire you. And then the next thing I'm going to ask you is, who are your assistant coaches if you're going to bring guys in? And if I don't like your assistant coaches that you're going to bring in to coach certain positions, I'm probably not going to hire you anyway either.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing needs to be a Will McClay-led search with Shoddy and then determine, like, find a guy that knows your defense, can sell you on the idea of, hey, I do it this way, and then have Will and them, because Will knows, Shoddy knows, if somebody comes back and throws some just, you know, something up against the wall and hopes for the best, I'm not giving you this job. This is our personnel right now. We don't have Micah Parsons in the building. We don't have no pass rush right now. We're going to try and draft some pass rush. We're going to try and get some. We got some young corners. We got no safeties. We've got to think about our linebackers.
We need a total revamp.
They do. But give me a guy that comes in with some solutions, you know? And maybe this is where the head coach and a Todd Bowles, who kind of is, you know, it would be, you know, it's kind of like he's been a head coach, so has he really been paying attention? Is he really going to, well, you know, I like this young player, and I like, no, give me somebody that takes the time to really dive in and tell me what's wrong with my defense.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that guy. Give me the guy that it's so damn important to get this job that he gives me ideas and solutions and stuff. Don't just come in here just because you're Todd Bowles, former NFL head coach, that you're going to get this job like you're working on the NFL Network and you don't have to prep. I don't want those guys anymore. I don't want them. I don't want friend of the program guy anymore. I don't want guy who's been here before.
No, you need powdered donuts, Coors Lights, and a plan to fix this defense.
Maybe a pack of cigarettes go along. I'm just telling you, this thing, it's not going to change with the front office. The players of the game are not going to change. But what the players of the game need to do is give it to somebody who can carry the ball. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, Jerry was on the Netflix pregame show. He says, I have such positive feelings about what our future looks like because we not only have some outstanding players, building blocks, but we have our available cap room. We have our draft picks. All of those things are going to serve us well. So he's teasing you a little bit. But Jerry's always selling. You can't really trust what he's talking about. You don't have enough picks. I know that. You can say you have picks. You don't have enough picks. You got two first-round picks, and then you're going to go on a drought throughout the middle of that draft. So you're going to have to do some maneuvering here.
Day
and
two.
You in no world have enough picks to fix all the issues that you have right now.
Yeah, day two, you are completely out of the game unless you want to move one of those two picks. But you can move one of those two picks if, in fact, and give yourself flexibility, if, in fact, you go play in free agency.
Amen.
That will give you the flexibility. And if you want to move your own pick, say your own pick turns out to be the 14th, 15th, 16th pick, that's probably the one that's going to have the most value to somebody. So you need flexibility to be able to do that.
Yeah, and don't forget to maybe open up the checkbook for the best possible defensive coordinator as well. Can't go cheap that way. No, Brian Flores is going to be available.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get a head job, that's a guy that, hey, here's a blank check. Brian Flores, come fix this defense, please.
Absolutely.
All right, there it is. Little C-note here in the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. Great to have you in. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock? Let's crank open a college football darty. Did Michigan find their man next in the nation?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.